Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
So Sunday.
Yeah, 100. We're going to be here. Watch the game. After we finish watching the game, straight to Emirates.
Stop looking at my man. I've already focused here, Izzy. Bro. For your coming as well, I'm going to pull you by the ear. If I hear you talk anything smack today, I'm going to smack you. You know what? Wear my shirt, bro.
Wait, wear my shirt.
I'm here by myself.
I don't give a damn who you're here with, bro. You're going to wear this shirt.
Huh?
Let it all work out.
Remove it.
Let it all work out. Let it all work out.
Man of pussies.
Let it all work out. Because
you want to be a part of the Arsenal.
All right, you know what, boys? I've got to tell you like this. As you know, filthy fellas, we've been here for 12 years. And for the first time, for the first time in 12 years since we've been here, Arsenal Football Club, located in North London. The station, the nearest, is actually called Arsenal.
Remember, I'm from Greenwich as well. Woolwich, local, Gunners.
Brother, so we're an interracial side. We're from both parts. I would like to let the whole of Filthy Fellas know, especially after the people that abused me after the Wolves game, we are the champions.
Round of applause!
Now I'm
f***ing go, but sorry. Let's go.
KG, I have a question for you. What happened to the feelings towards the end? You don't know, but let's call in a former Arsenal fan that could probably tell us a little bit more as well. What do you mean, what's going on? Come on, Menace!
Come in now.
Come and sit down.
Come and sit down.
Wait, hold on.
Come and sit down.
Glasses. Look at him.
Glasses?
Looking like a civilian now.
Yeah, wearing glasses.
Your eyesight gone. And we won the league.
Salam alaikum.
He changed face.
Yeah, I'm peace.
Seen a black guy that goes around.
Yeah,
with
the Bible and the Quran. Yeah, the Bible and the Quran. And man said cover all bases. Just in case. Hold on a minute.
Hey, God is good. All the time, God
today
is good.
You've come humbly.
Peace and manners.
Manners and respect.
All the time.
Listen.
How are you feeling, though?
It doesn't matter how you're feeling!
Arsenal!
Can I just say something on a note of what Poet
can
said?
Can I speak?
No.
No.
Okay.
Shut your mouth.
What Poet said.
Okay. I see what kind of show this is.
I love this, man.
22 years. Hold on.
2 seconds.
You lot, be mindful, though.
Shut up. So what I was saying, 12 years we've been here, yes? Filthy. I've been here 1 year. How long has Eberry been at Arsenal for?
One year.
And what do we do?
Oh, my God.
We won the league. John's the oracle, man.
Let it all work out.
I'll fight on this show. We'll wash you, KG.
We will wash you.
You're crazy. All right. Let's chill. Listen. Me.
My own bars.
I want to land. Let me talk.
All right.
I've got a weapon in my bag, so I'm on what I'm on.
Look, yeah. I want to do my revelation now. Obviously, John, I've been here since 2019. 7 years. You know, my first episode on Filthy was actually a watch.
Had
along.
Hair.
United. But now I've always been receding since I've been filthy. Yeah? But it was a watch along against United. We drew at Old Trafford, and little results like that is what we used to live for back then, 2019. 7 years of
sums you up, brother.
I sit here now,
Filthy Fellas, Champions.
Man.
How many, I said to you, I almost called it the parade. I told you, outside the Emirates, on the night we won the title, I asked you, how long have we sat here? And these men have treated us like mugs.
Mugs.
Look at them now, bruv.
Man. Look at you.
He's got trap star.
Yeah.
Bruv, those were spectacles.
He's at a funeral.
I gave him those.
He's at a funeral.
Yeah.
Wearing your
mask. Hide your eyes.
Listen, let me tell you something, yeah?
Talk to them, bro.
It's the first time here.
Chance.
You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. When it's only right. I need to...
Shut your mouth.
Will you keep your mouth quiet?
Shut up.
Keep your mouth shut.
Hey. Go on.
You mind your business.
It could go left for you lot, you know.
I was... What? Sorry?
If KG flips a table, you lot are, I'm saying this.
We will record with no table.
I swear that.
You need to.
You think you're going to save you, man? You think you're going to stop us? Flip the table.
Hey, I'll say it off you.
Flip me.
I'll say it off.
Say it. Flip me. I'm in one of these situations. KG could grab me up like this. I'll say, yeah, well, we're champions.
I can't believe.
Punch me then.
We won the league.
One out. You banged me, but what? Guess what? We won.
Why have you not introduced him?
Anyway.
Introduce himself.
Listen, here we are. Nah, don't worry about it. We don't need the introduction. We are right.
Champion.
Listen.
Sorry. What's your name, sir? Sorry?
Joseph Charm. You already know
the vibes.
Champion.
I was in a champion.
Champion.
Champion. Champion.
Oh my God, Joey Champion.
This is the champion.
Joseph Champion. Oh, I'm going to change my name to Joseph
Champion.
I like
them glasses. Are you mad? It sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds so good.
KG, it's all right. It's not bad.
It's all right.
It's okay. I can use it. KG, don't speak. As I was saying, KG, listen, I was in Milton Keynes, yeah? I kicked ball. I did five aside because I was nervous for the first half of the Bournemouth game. Then I said, you know what? What am I doing here? I said, I'm going to the stadium right now. The missus said, you need to be back for the school run. I said, don't worry about them kids. I'm going to be there tomorrow morning. I mobilised so quick. I got to the Emirates in about 48, 49 minutes.
Jeez.
Madness, flares, smoke, strangers hugging each other saying, yes, we done it. We did it. 22 years. And I've been abused my whole life. Surrounded by United fans. My dad ain't picking up my calls. My brother ain't picking up
Father,
my calls. Solly, I'm name dropping you.
Solly, where are you?
Answer the phone. Solly, where are you?
Solly, pick up the phone. If I catch you, Solly.
Answer the phone.
Solly, you can't be a Solly. Now, money, papa, now, she feel my butter from my Solly.
What he say?
Yo. Oh, money, Solly.
Yeah. Oui. The point I'm trying to make is, after all that we've been through, I'm not trying to hear a single fan say, don't you think you're doing a bit too much? I'm not.
What?
It's not enough. It's not enough.
It's not enough.
You see, next week.
What? Oh, my days.
Don't let me touch the Champions League.
That parade, they said they gave us 24 hours for it. They need to give us 24 days. When that's done, I'm not going home. You see, when we won the league, the police tried to move us on. I said, sorry, officer, no, not me. I'm a statue. I am part of the infrastructure. I'm not going.
Henri.
They let me
Henri.
Stay.
Henri.
They let me stay.
Henri.
The Jakes let me stay.
Listen, let me tell you something so special about this, yeah? There was no bad vibes at that place. When do you see hundreds of thousands of people in one place? You don't see bad vibes.
Exactly.
You don't see on the news. You don't see us on the news.
We had ops on the block that beat us.
Are you crazy? Are we seeing mad guys that have been doing crud screaming, yeah, North London forever, lad. Yeah. They're not on anything. Everyone paused. I'm telling you, we can save World War III now. Yeah, what? Let me get close to that Champions League. I promise you. Let me touch that Champions League.
I don't think they're ready for it.
You're
I promise
not.
You.
The
You're
not.
Universe.
Do you know You're on not. That note that you mentioned that, yeah, let me just say something. This is a credit to all of you, man. I know it's about us. Calm down. But it's a credit to everybody here, especially the Arsenal fans. You see, filthy. See this filthy fellas team.
This is where we celebrate.
I'm actually flabbergasted.
Shut up.
You got the word, yeah?
To be in this building with you, man, because we run fucking London,
shut up,
bro.
Shut up.
I promise you.
London is ours.
We run London.
London is ours. London belongs to Filthy.
But guess what? But guess what, though? Do you know who else runs London?
Arsenal! Enough!
You're not What they're not gonna do is book us and we can't speak, bro.
What the hell is the point of us being here?
Wait, so we have to enjoy the parade?
No, there's no way. Do you know what? I wanna let you not know. You two's names were mentioned so much at the Emirates the other day. You don't even under that. Before man showed me love, they said, hold on. I know we've won the league, but KG and Menace, give me their address. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need to see them myself.
Man, they can pull up.
The man they can pull up. Pulled up at my house. Bro, a lot of bread has gone. I was out with my missus with a laptop, yeah? Talking about, because the mortgage is crazy this month. I went mad. We had the laptop. She said, you can't keep doing this. Because I'd be betting Arsenal fans. I mean, Arsenal fan, I'm like, what, you think you're bad? Brr, money down. Brr, money down. Bro, I'm in trouble, bro. I'm here for the finances, bro.
KG.
I'm here for the,
KG,
to
listen
pay
to me.
People back.
My light bill's gone through the roof. All these green screens. They're going to see what's in the background now. They're going to see it all. I'm in trouble. They said, my last video, they said I was in the toilet. I was in the toilet. I was whispering. Because I couldn't even wake up my kid.
I just said, bro, Venus as well. It's
all of us. Shameless United, man.
I ain't seen this.
Seen his shoulder shrug and giggle in a minute.
My brother, where is he on the show?
Look at you.
Beano should be with us as well.
On a real though, Menace, how does it genuinely feel as a United fan?
And an ex-Arsenal fan.
Me.
It doesn't matter how you feel! Arsenal! 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 Run it! Wait, enough!
I wasn't ready for that one.
Mike as well.
Hey, honestly, can I tell you how it feels? Can I get 2 seconds to tell you how it feels?
Nah, talk to me.
Can I honestly tell you how it feels?
Talk
honestly,
now. Yeah, like, you can talk now.
Brother, I ain't gonna lie. I'm hurting, I'm not gonna lie. I'll be honest. I hate to see, I watch everyone's stories and you lot look happy and I'm a happy guy, but I hated you lot.
Yeah.
You're jumping up and down, people near the Henry statue. You're talking about Eberechi. It's innit? It's shit. When you think about it, it's shit. And then they're doing things like, Messi and Saka.
Let's just enjoy them.
No, watch this. KG.
Let's just
KG.
Enjoy them. Why are we comparing them?
We're talking pain, yeah? We're talking pain. On the day, on the actual day, it was, you know, they were champions. I've tried to extend my Airbnb. I'm not even in the country. They said to me, you can't.
I'm leaving.
Take
though.
The flight back. Go and deal with pain.
I'm
they
leaving.
Say, go home.
I said to my wife, is she not ready to leave? I have to start again with someone else.
You know what I found after? You see, when I messaged the host,
talk
you know what
me.
I found in my room? A cockroach.
Oh.
Where do you live? North?
No,
no, in Spain.
What, the Emirates? You found an Emirates? You found an Emirates? You found an Emirates? You found an Emirates? We back killer. Let it all work out. Let it all work out. Let it all work out.
Hold on, sing it. Sing it.
We don't know the
sing
song.
Sing it again.
No, I don't know the song.
Do you know why? Guess what? We're champions. How about that?
And hold on. Do you think Elon's facilities are good?
We got new facilities.
We're in problems.
Leaking roofs.
When have you seen
rats.
The leak?
What's your food hygiene rating?
It's not that high.
That's why we don't eat there. We eat before we go to Old Trafford.
I want to say something.
Go on.
As much as I like United fans' pain, yeah? Are you not a little bit happy that balance is a bit restored?
For sure.
You understand? Because I want to see you lot do well next season. I want to go against you lot next
yeah,
season.
Yeah,
I want to
yeah.
go back.
Yeah, yeah. Can I be honest with you? It's the only thing that's going to save the Premier League. I'll be real. It's that rivalry. Like the rivalry of Arsenal and Man United. It's not. It's better than the Liverpool City one. I don't care what anybody 100%. Says. It's the best one.
But did you see why I didn't want you to match? So everyone's like, oh man, why do you want them to win the league? You see how quick you man shut down the area? London.
Yeah, mobilised.
No club. When Liverpool won it, it's cool for a little bit. Paracetamol. You know what I mean? That man that the other talk, 40 minutes, it was over. Yeah? Chelsea win it, it's not like that. So there's certain clubs that, even when you go on the timeline, I don't even go on Instagram now. I had to delete it. Like, it's just Arsenal.
So you lot are Manchester United fans.
I was.
Yeah?
Farming, remember?
Yeah,
thing.
Cool. Yeah? Yeah, I hear he gets an asterisk. Next
I got,
to him.
No, I got family in London.
You are moving mad. Yeah? So you lot are Manchester United supporters. You hate Arsenal more than you hate Manchester City,
but not more than Liverpool,
who is actually meant to be your actual rivals,
noisy neighbours.
So what I'm seeing is you lot are actually entering a culture that isn't yours. So I need to ask, Are United fans based in London culture vultures? Culture vultures.
Can I answer?
Are these phonies our skits?
Don DeMarco.
I don't want to know about y'all right now.
Wait, talk to me.
They are culture vultures.
You asked a question, bro.
You asked a question.
Are we a skits?
Yeah, you're culture vultures.
Culture vulture, go on.
You're not in Manchester. You don't come from Manchester. You're in London, bro. We are the biggest club here.
Good for you.
You should support where you're from.
Now, why do you ask the culture vulture?
You lot know.
Let KG.
You lot know my situation. I told you. I told you lot. I was farmed. I keep telling you lot. I was in Manchester. You lot don't want to listen. Mrs. Wiggins, bro.
We need the files.
Bro, you know my...
Call Mrs. Wiggins now.
She's dead.
Hey.
I thought you was dead.
She's racist. She didn't let me go to school.
Yes! Oh. No, we don't want to celebrate but we can... We're going to not say RIP in that.
Keep that in there. Say my comedy set. Mrs. Wiggins, she didn't let me go to school.
Say I was in the comedy set with him. What's wrong with you, bro?
So anyway, you can't call us culture vultures, yeah? You can't call us that. Brother, but what you lot are trying to, you're saying to us, we had, just imagine we had beef growing up, yeah? The whole way through. Now you're telling me now, because I'm a big man, we should be friends. I'll always
I'm
hate
not
you.
Being friends.
But our beef was there. We had beef. Listen, we've had beef. We've had beef for years. We've had beef for years.
You know, I'm going to give him a blight. And the only argument, right? The only reason why I'm going to give him a blight, right? And no other ordinary circumstances I'll do this, right? The only reason why I give them a blight, the London United fans and so on and so forth, is because international fans exist.
Yes.
And I'm international.
And they are just as valid as the fans that are local to their area. Do you get what I mean? So
the truth of the matter is. No, but KG's right.
But the ones that are unacceptable, if you are a London Man United fan and you've had the bread to go up there and you ain't done it,
then that's mad.
That's when you got to have an Arsenal
family. That's different.
Do you get it?
If we keep it a buck, if Man United won the league...
But you didn't.
Hear me out. Sorry. Right. What's it?
His name is Champion.
That's okay. No, it's all right.
Culture.
No, he knows. Sound it out. Joseph.
I call you Skepta. But what I'm saying is... Respectfully, Skepta.
I'm not laughing. He's not going to hate today. He's not going to hate today. He's a loser.
I'm not hating.
It's all right. Skepta's a guy. What are you talking about?
We're not doing that today. Oh, Menace, bro. Talk of respect, bro.
So what I'm trying to say is if we win, our beef is with you lot. You lot are going to hate us equally as much as we hate you lot in London. So let's not act as if... Who wins it other than...
If you win the league, I will be happy for you.
I swear on my mum's life, you are one of a small. Same with United fans. There's certain United fans
that respect that you've won it.
No, it ain't, bro. They're receding hairline guys, bro.
I can't lie. I can't land. I hate.
Time I want to see you man win the league is if Liverpool. I hate Liverpool more than you man, for sure. If Liverpool are fighting for the title and it's you guys, I want you to win the league. If not, and now because Man City are done, we have to win the league. Now we have to step up.
Let me ask you this.
We have to do our thing.
What does City have to do for you lot to hate them? Because they've just won how many of the last 10 Prems?
My character's
already
formed.
They've got your treble that you lot been bragging about.
Arsenal!
Let me say something. No, he's allowed to do this. He's allowed.
We got him off price! Declan Rice!
He's the only non...
Get off camera now,
Milan. He's the only filthy fella that's not a gooner that called my phone and congratulated me, bro.
I hear
he's
it.
He's the big, only one, fam.
Big.
Yeah? Big up, Steve-O. Bro, he called my phone.
Back to what I was saying. Listen, my hatred for Manchester United runs deep. You have to understand,
That's it.
I grew up in peak Fergie Wenger beef. Do you know what I mean? Vieira in the tunnel with a Vicks on the chest type situation. I used to get butterflies as if I was a player when it was going out. My family are United fans.
Feel me,
the hatred runs deep.
Pause.
What's happened?
He knows what he's doing.
Slow down.
Skepta, he knows what he's
doing. Let's start there, yeah? let me just let you know what's happening. We've just won the Premier League.
Okay.
Sense. Yeah. So we finished top. And then Manchester United, they won the it was the 20 assist record.
Spoon.
For Bruno Fernandes.
Might not take your roly, bro. Go
it
on.
It was. Yeah, it was, right? It was. Bruno, right? Bruno Fernandes. They're celebrating that at the moment.
See the roly KG.
We're talking about it's not that, it's not what you think it is, boys. I'm not a gangster.
No,
okay?
I'm still gonna take it.
I've got two kids.
But hang on, so after all of that, what has happened? Has the energy been, what have I missed?
Oh, I've been really proud of Arsenal. I've said
shut
great
your
things.
Gob. Shut your gob,
because
KG.
The reason
shut your fat gob, KG!
Listen, because the reason shut I your am gob. How I am, yeah, is because I'm not a hater. And I love, bruv, I was driving in with Loomis and he told me the story of how he started supporting Arsenal. Man. It was through Pro Evo 4. And his dad supported Chelsea, but he said, I won't go deep into that. But he said, you know what? I'm going to support the team my dad hates. Imagine that. What a bad dude. What a bad dude. So he supported Arsenal. He watched Thierry Henry, a compilation. He said, you know what? I'm going to support Arsenal. So I found out that Loomis didn't even support Arsenal the last time Arsenal won the league, by the way.
Seriously?
Exactly, yeah.
He didn't support
Let's
Arsenal.
Let's expose some Arsenal fans here.
I like that. Did dad have the kneecaps thing as well? Both of them.
Chill out.
Continue, Steve-O.
But, as I say, and I've kept this same energy when it was... Floyd Mayweather, when everyone hated him, when he's 50-0. I kept it, even when United were doing their thing, I was a fan of the class of 92. I'm just a fan of greatness. And right now, what Arteta has done, hang on.
You have to let him land.
You lot cooked him. I cooked him. We all cooked him and said, have you got the minerals, yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
And they said, when they get a striker, this is it. This is all we need. They've got, like, everything they have said has come true. So we have to take this, boys. I say we. I'm not pretending Arsenal's my second team anymore. They kind of are, but I do like the Arsenal.
This is Arsenal Day. You lot are lucky. I requested an all-Arsenal panel. Why are you man even here? Big up Steve-O.
We're here to talk facts.
You man shouldn't be here.
He's a neutral.
Can we talk facts?
You man shouldn't go on.
Can we talk facts? Yeah, let's talk facts.
Go on. Straight football now.
Took Arteta 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
4 months, 29 days.
Yeah.
To get to where he is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's there, the process. Facts. If you trust it,
yeah,
it's the proof is there. Yeah, Arteta's done it. Mm. Okay, June 2020, he said to trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully, not everyone did.
I did.
A lot of people did it.
You don't have to do this. I know what you're doing.
I know. I'm just telling you.
I know. I believe you. Jamie, innit? Top boy.
Mainus.
Top table. Top table.
Yeah. I hear it.
So I got to talk.
Mainus. I'm sorry, bro.
Thank you.
I'm going to do this.
Babatunde.
One of them.
I'm listening. Menace, do you want to finish what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to. So, like I said, Arsenal, club in the mud. Just, when Arteta took over.
Yeah. This guy looks a lot like someone, isn't it? Can't put my finger on it. Let it all work out.
Can I have one of these cakes or not?
No, not yet.
Let it all work out.
Let it all work out. Let it all work out.
That's not even in tune.
All right. Let it all work out.
So I just went off screen because my cousin's here.
Mad.
All right, Lippy, hold that.
Menace, you can't catch.
No, that's for content.
I'm allowed to show the people. Can I show the people the great?
I'm here for this.
Just
you know?
Quickly. You can't just catch. Quickly.
No, hold on, let me just land. This is the shirt of the current champions Premier League.
So whose shirt is it, sorry?
Life is
just so we know.
On the back of this shirt is a man that I said we'd win the league if we got him. I did. Steve-O said, play him a little bit more. And Arteta, listen, we played him a little bit more and we got it done.
Man.
And he signed it.
Is it signed
as well?
First attempt. Yeah. The signature of a champion.
Wow.
Go get on a plane when their guys win.
No, it's like 6 hours.
So we just got the road.
So yeah? 6 hours. I'm a piggyback off of what you said, that. Yeah. Because of that storyline is one of the best storylines in football, by the way.
Eze?
You need to respect his pedigree.
You got to say that again.
Tell him that you told the story. Listen, he told the story.
Wico's going to tell the story, but that storyline right there, that Eze story, is one of the greatest storylines in football history.
So back to what I was saying. Arteta, Arsenal, at the time when he was appointed, they were in the mud a little bit. You know, the direction wasn't clear. Belief and ambition was lacking a little bit. I remember the whole, you know, Aubameyang saga. stuff like that wasn't clear. You know, a bit of division in the club between fans, and should he get rid of Arteta, signings and stuff like
Menace
that.
Menace over here, you can ask me.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This guy's so random.
He's drinking Sunny Delight, you know.
That was, he's sharing.
I haven't seen Sunny Delight.
No, respect it. No. I'm just waiting on him still.
So. Orange one.
Yeah, let me. Yellow one. I'm linking to, obviously, what I said in terms of when he was appointed. Arsenal fans, what did you feel at that time?
Right.
What was the feeling?
For me personally, right, I felt like it was an experiment. At that point, though, we're not a sacking club. We're not that. We're not like a Chelsea, for example, who, you know, a manager can win something, they get rid of him the next year or whatever, the fallouts. We had Wenger for such a long period of time. I didn't want us to go down that trajectory. When Arteta's name was mentioned, it was a gamble, a complete gamble. And I knew it was a complete gamble. But because we were so in the mud, I was more than happy to take that risk and say, let's give the man the time that he needs. Because I actually felt like Emery deserved more time. Let's not do that, please, Steve. Let's stay on track, please, brother. We're not a sacking club like that, as in like reckless sacking, I mean, as in like frequent.
Chelsea,
ones.
You mentioned Chelsea. Right, that's why I didn't buy it.
Chelsea as the example, right? Where like, we're not trying to do that. And we're looking at it with Manchester United, right? How many managers have you gone through, right? Yeah, do you know what I mean? How many managers have Spurs gone through, right? So this, when it first happened, I didn't know what to expect. But when you're in a situation where it's so bad, it's okay to look up. Do you know what I mean? We have to start from somewhere. So I was optimistic. He was Pep's number two, and I knew that he was going to come and do the business. And I believed the man 6 years later. Six months later, he won the FA Cup. And that was enough signs for me to go back this man because he knows what he is doing. And here we are, champions of England, soon to be champions of Europe. I said what I said.
To piggy bank off that, I think.
Piggy bank?
Piggy bank.
You're heavier than him, you know.
Don't do that.
He said piggy bank.
No, hey, leave this man. These are our champions.
You're back. No, you're back.
Unreal.
Yeah.
He's not back nowhere.
Go on the piggy bank.
He's good.
What I mean? But you're piggy banking. Piggy bank. Jesus Christ.
I was the total different. So I felt like he would do well, but I didn't think he would get us to this point. Especially like with how City dominated. But I had a feeling this year. So the rest of the 5 years, I was like, second, we're close. But is he the one that's going to take us over the line? And that's me keeping it a buck. But this year, with the signings he made, with my cousin being on board, I knew he was going to do it. And that's why I said it. I said it this year. I was the first person to say it, bro.
I'd like to ask Lips as well, because start of the season, you had Arsenal third. So what was the thought behind, was that Arteta thing? What was that?
I thought it was the opposite of what John said. I thought, other than Eze and Gyökeres, I thought the signings were, I wouldn't say underwhelming, but I didn't think it would be enough. I thought Chelsea were kind of going crazy, and I thought City with Cherki and them would be strong again. But to the question about Arteta, initially, kind of like you, bro, I didn't want to be a team with a high turnover of gaffers like that. I didn't think that would work well for us. And it looked like that was going to happen. Because remember, we had Emery, then we had flipping Lundberg wearing red Valentinos, body warmer. Like it was mad. This was dark days. Yeah, but like you said, 6 months after he took over, proper FA Cup win. But I'd say about 3 years ago, I'll be real, I gave up on him, man. I was like, I'm done with this man. I can't rate it. All the Jorginho and the Trossard and the rare, I didn't like it. And I've had to apologise to him. I don't know if you've seen it. I hope you didn't see when I was cussing him. But I've said sorry, you get me? I got it wrong. He got us here.
Things can happen like that. You can get things wrong. So you know when people were saying that it's Emery's team, that's going to be wiped out now, right? This Arteta's team won that first FA Cup now, isn't it?
No.
Oh,
remember they say it's Emery's team. You only won it with.
If you want to say the FA Cup's Emery's team, that's all
fine,
right.
That's fine.
What I'm saying, they say he won it. It wasn't him that won it. But if he's got a team for 6 months, then that 6 months is enough to drill.
Yeah, because the formation changed. You played three at the back.
Yeah, he started playing three at the back. And that's why I respected it a lot, because you could see his tactical approaches in games was pragmatic, right? It was like, look, I haven't got the personnel to do what I really want to do here and play the football I want to play. I'm going to work with a Mustafi and them man there and make something happen. And something was, you know what I'm saying? We had to rely on individual quality. Big up Oba. You know what I'm saying?
So, let's go on. Talk
okay, it, talk so it. This season... Finally got it over the line. We are also record setters, boys. We're not just champions. Yeah? Mikel Arteta becomes the first manager to win the Premier League title with the team that he played for.
We've got Super Mikel Arteta.
That's big trip. Big trip.
That's a big deal. It's a new era, man.
It's mad.
Max Dowman. Who Loons famously said about four times, because it never landed, that he was the youngest player to get knocked out of the FA Cup.
Mad. Mm-hmm.
He is now the youngest player to win the Premier League. Yeah?
I'm not going to clap for every fact.
You're not clapping for that one.
Not for every fact.
He will be 16 years old and 144 days on the final day of the season.
Mad.
Big up Dalman.
So a man is 16 and a half. Mad. Year 11.
Crazy. So do you know
won the Prem?
You know... He went to go and do his GCSEs after he won the league, by the way.
No, no. They gave him a guard of honor at school.
You know what's crazy? Same thing happened with me. Obviously didn't win the Premier League, but
big trip, big trip.
Yeah, what? Where did you win?
Got to the playoff final with Leyton Orient.
No, cool.
Then that's had to go. Had to do
that's
my GCSEs.
That's big trip, man.
That's big though.
I don't believe different. It though.
Still big, but
what was your one?
It's different.
When you run 5K, wasn't it?
No.
Aye. Body shaming.
Yeah. All right.
Why is it body shaming? Why is it body shaming?
I could have been
carry on.
Slim man.
I could have done that.
Come on, man. Come on, don't fat shame him.
We just saw.
Don't fat shame him. Don't fat shame him, man. Come on, don't do that.
We were happy.
The camera adds £10, man. Don't do that, man.
He's not allowed to bring up, Leyton Orient when Max Dalvin won the league, bro. Like,
yeah, but come on, bro.
Come on, man.
Listen, we are going
to
milk this.
He's not allowed to do that.
We're going to milk this, boys. Yeah? We're going to tell you every individual
fact.
Yeah,
man, go for it.
Whether you care about it or not.
No, big drip, man.
Did you know that Arsenal were outran in only two of the matches on the way to winning the Premier League title.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And those two games were back-to-back defeats to Man City and Bournemouth, who actually went and won it for
Groovy.
Us in April.
Groovy.
Yeah? Is it fair to say that got us back into gear?
Is it fair to say, just as a record, because you're the first team to... win the league without getting a single red card and a single penalty as well.
Against us. You're right. You're right, actually.
No red cards, no penalties against us.
This before the season ends, though.
No. It's fair to say, shut your gob.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Shut your stinking gob.
I really hear that. I'm here for it, man. Yeah. I'm here for it still.
I got him. Listen, there's a lot of us.
You won't let me talk to you like that, boy.
I'm telling you, no, but he ain't getting home.
You don't know about the shadow.
I'll go hospital, a champion. You get me? Hands on the ward, blasted out.
What's your last words?
Champion.
This season, Arsenal have limited our opponents to under 0.5 expected goals in 18 of the 38 Premier League games.
Mad.
Are going mad.
That's mad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Manchester City are title contending rivals.
Yeah.
Only managed to do that twice.
Mad.
So we won this league.
By the way, are we calling them bottlers? Are we calling them bottlers this season?
Yes, bro. We are.
Yeah,
yes,
we are.
Hold on. The bottle of champagne. It's champagne in the bottle. It's champagne.
Champagne. Champagne.
Listen, 18 different goal scorers, 19 if we count our amazing signing, Owen Goal.
Oh my gosh, Owen Goal.
That's a
Owen
big
Goal.
Listen.
Owen Goal.
That's funny.
I wanted to see him again.
He's a good lad.
I thought he was Irish.
He's a good lad.
Sorry, I didn't clock.
He's a good lad. He's a good lad.
Bro, Steve-O, you know when he said it, I thought, who the hell are you talking about?
He's
bro?
No, he's like, right, what are you stat? I ain't seen him.
Fair.
Nah, yeah, he's a good lad still.
But yeah,
he's a
four
good lad.
Own goals.
Mad.
The biggest home win in the Premier League this season was 5-0 against Leeds.
Victor Gyokeres' brace. Yeah,
that was the highest home win. Notice how we didn't say it.
Prem's dirt. It's nasty, man.
Oh, listen,
5-0. When have you ever heard 5-0 being? Do you know what I'm saying? Steve-O, you know
what
you
mean?
Saying.
So what? What's it usually?
I respect it, though.
6, 7, 8.
He wants to hear like 9. He wants to hear 9, 10.
5-0, though, man.
I think
man.
It's like 8, 7-0. Eight, was it Liverpool, Man
eight,
United?
Two.
Liverpool
8, 2, 7, 0.
7, 0, innit? I think it was 7-0.
That's a long time ago. We don't bring
that. That was what?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. 8-2.
Listen, most home wins in the Premier League this season.
Fortress.
Our two losses came against these idiots.
I wouldn't say that.
Bournemouth, who made up for it. You lot and Bournemouth.
Oh, wow. We lost that. We won at your lot's ground.
Yeah.
Emirates Fortress, man.
What happened at you lot's ground when we played you?
You fired our keeper. We don't want to go there. Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
No, no, no.
Let's not go there.
Anyway.
Mavado.
Anyway.
Listen, we also boast the best defensive record in Europe's top leagues. Again, this story. Ain't a joke.
That's your story.
Yeah, we do this. Super Mikel Arteta. We were top of the league since match day seven.
Mad. Chase us. Chase us. Chase us. Are you mean? Are you mean?
You can't.
I reload it. Say that one again.
Top of the league since match day seven.
Crazy. Yeah?
We sat here, even I sat here, doubting, thinking Liverpool with all them last minute something was still
here.
We
talk about Liverpool, can we?
Oh, bro, KG, we can be friends sometimes. So the champions from last season, Liverpool, we done to prove me wrong, charm man, to ask if they are the worst champion at retaining their title ever. Because we finished 23 points ahead of them.
Hey.
And it's not done.
That's not good.
It could be 26.
That's
we
not
win
good.
On the last day and they lose.
When
we're right, you know, it's done.
When we win.
It, it definitely is the worst defending champion team.
When you consider the transfer fees.
Let's go there.
Who and they bought.
That's why Frizz bought
it. It's close to what? Worse than Leicester's. Actually is because you know what? Leicester had no expectations.
Crazy.
They spent 400 mil, by the way. Let's not forget that. They spent peas. It's not like they didn't put peas down. Liverpool.
Big peas.
What?
I'm shocked that he's not here.
Frizzball.
How? Why are you shocked? You have too much.
He was never going
to
turn
up.
Well,
I made it here, see? I
here.
Had to be.
You're fighting a relegation battle.
I woke up at 12:15, Loomis knocking at my door. Imagine that. What a shock that was. That was horrible.
Lou was waking you up.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, forget it,
man.
Forget
it, man.
It's a terrible wake up call.
Call the funeral care, man.
Death knocking at my door. Jesus Christ, sorry.
Jamaican death. Jamaican death. Smells like weed. I'm doing too much. I'm kicking the mileage down. I'm sorry.
I thought it was sleep paralysis. Loomis. Hey, is that the door? Hey, boy.
Yo, about time you wake up, you know, man. Yo, about time you wake up. Yo, Matty, man. Open the curtain, you know, you're in there frozen.
It froze it.
Oh, is it froze it?
Two frowns in ya.
Yo.
Bust a window.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Both knee braces.
Trust me, both knee braces.
Jermaine, where's the kind of knee braces?
Hey, he had the Jamaica flag on the braces, you know.
They have the streets and
neck.
The neck.
I said, this paralysis is real. He's got everything. It was him. It was him.
Oh,
my God, man. It was really him.
Durag on the knee brace, you know.
Durag on the knee brace.
God.
Ah, listen, people. Football has a way of writing perfect narratives. Semenyo left Bournemouth in hope to win the title at City, only to miss out on the title at Bournemouth in
mad.
The 1-1 draw.
Damn.
For my little cousin, Wrapped It Bins, Croupy Jr. You know my uncle's
Croupy.
My uncle is Croupy.
Merci, Kroupi.
Merci beaucoup.
Coincidentally, Arteta's first game in charge of Arsenal was against Bournemouth away, and the score was 1-1.
Wow.
It's written.
Full
man.
Circle.
It's written.
Full circle.
KG, how you feel about that?
And you know what? I'm going to add to that.
Talk your stuff, bro.
Only stadium Filthy have filmed in is the Vitality Stadium.
Oh my gosh. Stop it.
Facts. And the only piece of official merch, football merch, I have at home is Bournemouth, because Max Aarons gave me this.
Oh my God.
Bournemouth might have to be my second team.
Man. Hey, I'll be real with you. Talking of Bournemouth, I taught Semenya how to shoot on the shoot day, bro.
Man.
Hey, and there's another one as well. In Bournemouth, I done it in the Arsenal.
You've done it in the...
Aye.
Yeah, trust me. Stag do.
It's still facts. It's still...
Stag do.
It's still coincidental facts. We can...
Yeah. Pulled out, bit dropped on my toe.
Aye. That's enough.
I'm going to hold this shirt for the whole time I speak
Let
about
it all
Perfect.
Work
I need that back. I need that background music. Got you.
Let it all
Eze,
work out.
Signed for Arsenal Let from Palace in hope out. To win... the Premier League, only for him to actually win the Premier League. Yeah? We saw a hat trick against Tottenham in his first North London.
Five, done the Booker T
team. Yeah? He then scored two more at Tottenham's place.
King Booker.
We have one game left at Selhurst Park.
John Cena, you can't see me.
Where Eze came from.
Sorry, can I say, yeah, that is
Eze.
He's in a monologue.
Go on. He's going to get a guard of honour in his stadium. Selhurst Park.
Do you know who else got a standing ovation like this?
Who got a standing ovation?
Ronaldinho against Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Because he's not meant for the big games. He's not meant for the big game. He's not meant for the big game. He's not meant for the big game. He's not meant for big games.
Hear me out.
Bro. Face the wall, bro. He's not meant for big games.
Hey, Menace.
I don't know. I want to talk to all my Arsenal fans in here, yeah? We still have to play well. Yeah, the game is carrying on.
Let me get a call.
Trust me. Johnny John.
Yes, sir.
You lost us? But you have a chance to bring us back.
All right, cool.
Go on.
I'm going to bring it back and say this, yeah? I was talking about the standing ovation that he's going to get at Palace. Because he's going to walk out and lift the trophy there. But on that note as well, what I'm going to do, I'm a storyteller.
No, go back to the...
Hear me out. Just wait.
I hope he's got something for us. I hope so.
I'm a storyteller.
So. Uh-huh.
And me, I like full circles. Do you know what I'm saying? I've been saying this from the beginning of the season. I'm a full circle, man.
Full moon.
No.
He started off his career here. Arsenal got released. Went Millwall, got released. Went Reading, got released. Went Southampton on trial. They didn't even sign him. But I think it was there for like 2 weeks.
The busy spying.
Went somewhere else. That part.
Mm.
Went somewhere else. I forgot the team. Got released. Went QPR.
Queen's Park Rangers.
No, he signed.
Got signed.
Yeah, got signed. Yeah.
1 year deal. Went out on loan. Wickham done
bad
absolute
bad
madness.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind at that time at Wickham as well, it's all about tough ball. And you know, Bobbers, he's on this jinky stuff. Went there, done a mad thing. I think he bagged like 10 goals that loan. Came back, end of the season, back to QPR. Finished off well. Next season, done the absolute madness.
Yeah, QPR, mash out.
Went to Crystal Palace. I think that's record signing for QPR at that time.
Yeah, 25 million.
It was
20 something million.
Better get there, Wick.
Went there.
Get there.
At this time, he's replacing Zaha, you know. Zaha's the star boy. I played
Mr.
He was the star boy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Zaha's that guy.
Yeah.
Replaced him. Was there, what, 5 seasons? Five seasons, right? I think he lifted a trophy as well.
Yeah.
First major trophy. For the club.
For the club. At Crystal Palace.
Scored the winner.
Deep it. And that was only a couple months before he even signed for the Gunners. Before that, the Filthy live show, I told you, man, this man is going to Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Bearing in mind,
You didn't even know. If
that I had no idea. You
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, I know.
But you know what it is? You know what it is? You see me, yeah? You see when we prayed and stuff together, this is the moments we prayed for, bro. Because he was on the way to do his medical and he ended up at Arteta's house.
You know what's mad?
Wait.
Hold on,
right.
Wait.
You're right.
Just
you're
let
right.
me finish.
Let him land.
Go on.
End up at Arteta's house. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They made it work out. On top of that making it work out, he really had a little few struggles on the way. People doubted him. But that's what happens, though.
Right, I mean, I asked the question, so I need to follow up.
You're going
to
get your question.
Wick, you need to land this.
I'm going
to
land it right now.
Go on.
He's going back now to the club he just left after lifting the trophy. To go back there and get a standing ovation at Crystal Palace.
Wicked. All right, I'm coming in.
Steve-O, I'm done.
All right, sorry. John, that story.
Go on, Steve-O.
He told that story. He said, he literally, you interrupted the story he was telling, yeah. But you've done more detail.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Which, by the way, that story from when he played a Premier League game, that's the story anyway. So I don't know why you're doing that story now.
Yeah, but I know, but I love it. I know it differently to them.
But we were talking about Ronaldinho. So I want to know, did Ronaldinho
get released
from Millwall?
Yeah. What was Ronaldinho's story?
Did Ronaldinho score 10 in League 2?
Yeah, it is, because I know Palace.
His son was at Bournemouth, though.
Yeah, like, it's the kit. I think that's
Ronaldinho's son was at Bournemouth, though.
I've asked you a question.
Do you know, I think I was talking about Ronaldinho's son.
Was he at Bournemouth? Oh, he was at
Bournemouth. Why did you just say that?
You told Ronaldinho's son's story. Okay.
That's what I was.
But all jokes aside, beautiful. Beautiful.
Nah, let's beautiful. No round of applause. Beautiful. Though.
Beautiful.
Even as a hater.
Because listen. Even as a hater. I know we're gonna go on here, but because I remember you got a bit shirty with me when I said when he hadn't played for them 10 games. I remember saying, bro, the guy needs to play. Like we know he's a bad boy. We're not doubting his ability. We know give him the ball, he will make things happen because we've seen it happen. I couldn't understand why Arteta wasn't playing him, but then. In listening to the boys, Poet had said this is the most he'd ever played up until that moment, career-wise and things like that. So you give them the benefit of the doubt. But listen, we was talking about the England team at the time. It wasn't about Arsenal. We wasn't talking about if he comes back into the Arsenal team. We were saying, will he have played enough games to get in this England team, right? But they started playing him, literally, I think, like a week later. Yeah.
You think he said smoke for him? Didn't you say he had smoke for him, saying that he couldn't?
Yeah, no, but he's apologising. This is not an apology.
This ain't an apology.
This is an apology.
This is not an apology. Right, he should have been playing. And then when he started playing...
He shouldn't have been playing.
In my opinion...
I think, do you know what it is? Your opinion does matter, but I think now that it's all said and done, we won it.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. But it wasn't about Arsenal. This is the point. 100%. Remember, it was an England.
Yeah, it was an England talk episode.
Do you think he's done enough 100% now to get an England team?
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. And not only that, a lot of the other players, although Morgan Rogers has stepped it up recently.
Yeah.
He had that gap.
But the other players ain't even close. So if we're talking who should it be that is going to be that player that creates for England, I think there's only one name now. And that is Eze.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not Morgan Rogers for me. He's ahead of him. Cole, is my guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he's been nursing injuries and they've been rushing him back. So I'm not sure how fit he is, but he definitely should go.
Bellingham?
Phil's not.
Bellingham, sorry.
That's why I said one.
No, but Bellingham scored 5. I love Jude, but it's a
he's,
okay,
he's England. No, let's keep it above.
You can play Declan Rice deeper, which by the way, last game we saw, he got man in the match. He was unreal. I've always told you lot, you can play that. So you can play Declan Rice there. Jude in the ad-libs are crazy. The 8, Jude, and then, it's crazy. I was thinking what was going on. It was like, rap, rap. And then,
rap, rap.
And Eze in the 10.
No, you're right. That could definitely, it's all about the options, isn't it?
Do you lot know about PE? Penis enlargement.
Oh, you watched that video?
Yeah. Oh, I've been doing it, lads. Wait, idiot. Trust me, man.
It's dangerous, you know.
It's dangerous, but...
You watched the shopping bag bit, innit?
Can it give you erectile dysfunction?
Can it give you that?
Of course it can.
I'm flying.
For now.
Right, because mine used to bend to the left. But it's, you know, this is another... But I'm now a bit straight.
We'll talk about on a different day. Yeah, but yeah. There's a day to remember. The 28th of the 8th, 2011.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
United... played Arsenal at Old Trafford.
I remember that.
Very memorable game.
Rooney.
The scoreline was 8-2.
Anderson and the man there.
It made Wenger and the board make a series of signings. Yeah. And one of them was himself, Mikel Arteta. Apologies.
Mad.
The team he eventually captained won 2 FA Cups and ultimately fell in love with the club. You see the link. FA Cup, you see the link. But also, shame on all... I can't say this bit.
I will say it.
Read it.
Shame on all of you Manchester United fans. Mainly... the London-based ones that wanted City to win the league over Arsenal.
No shame.
You are fake, disgusting culture vultures.
No shame.
Do you know what I say?
You are culture vultures.
I'll tell you this.
Because we haven't...
You lot keep doing this thing, yeah? Where you're trying to say what you feel about us. But we're telling you guys, we were beefing you lot from back in the day. You guys are ops, our original ops, like it or not, yeah? Mm-hmm. And in my formative years when I was growing up, I saw you, man, and Liverpool, and we hate Leeds, yeah? I can't support you, man, ever. It's not going to happen. The same way you look,
you don't
the same
to,
way-
You don't have to bend over
I'm
for
not
City.
Gonna, hey. I'm being real. I don't think about the man I am now is who I'm going to be forever. So them years, them big years that where the beef was on, that's it. I ain't changing. That's it. You have to say it. A leopard don't, what's it? A leopard don't change its spots. But, all them things there. City, this is what it is. City, foundational.
Officially, yeah. City have done more to you lot than we have. Facts. We ain't won eight titles on your treble. They tried to get Rooney at a point. They
called them noisy neighbours, by the way.
Let's not lie. Let's tell the truth right now in this room, yeah? On social media, who are Arsenal fans talking to right now? Let's be honest. I'm not lying. Yeah. The main person you lot are talking to is United fans. You ain't talking to a single Spurs fan because you don't look at them. That's your real rival.
There's a difference though because Tottenham haven't gone on a mad winning streak, bro.
It's because they're not your rivals.
Yeah, we don't respect them, but at what stage? That's what he's saying. At what stage do you actually have to respect them? You lot was trying to do this whole noisy neighbor thing. They've come. They've outdone you. They've done all the records that you've done. And you're still happy to see them.
Let me tell you,
us.
I want to tell you the truth. And you lot are gonna mistake yourselves by doing this. You lot don't want it with City. That's what it is.
No, we want it with City.
We do
want it with City.
You didn't want the smoke.
You lot think you can hang with us. That's what it is. You lot think. Let me just land.
How you gonna hit him outside the club? You can't even get in.
Hold on. Let him land.
When City used to win the league, you lot got nowhere near it, bro. Nowhere near it. They battered you. They'll go Old Trafford, mash you lot up, beat you to players. Now that they're falling off a bit, you lot, because you see this whole, we're back next season. You lot think you're back because we're now the best team in the league. You lot are trying to downplay Arteta.
We know Pep's going.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's important.
And you're saying next in line is us, man. And you see blood and you smell blood. No, bro. I think, like we did for... well over a decade, you're going to concentrate on us too much and you're just going to trick yourself out of position
every
year.
Now you're getting mad. Let me tell you what's going on.
I've never seen this man talk this much. You lot beat us at the Emirates, yeah? A man did this for nothing. For the season we won the league, he thought he'd done something.
Top four.
Telerettic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe. Rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
He's trying to get a Lingard thing.
Let me say something. You see how
they're trying to get moments.
You see,
I'll be real. We pull up there in dark kits, and we move like Batman. It happens. Am I lying?
That's important.
No, it is important.
The point that you're trying to make, yeah, I'm saying that, like it or not, guys, we have a rivalry.
No matter what,
this is a real rivalry. When you're calling people, you're calling Man United fans. You're not calling no Spurs fan. I'm just being real with you.
Bro, wait, but you lot, because you lot chat to us the most. Anything.
But that's because of what it is.
Okay, cool. But then don't complain when we talk back to you.
No, let me land. We're saying we got beef.
You see what Charman just said, yeah? You see how.
Charmander.
Listen, stop this,
I said,
man.
Charman.
Let me land.
Champion. Chameleon. I don't want to give his full name.
Stop it, man. Champion.
Joseph Champion.
Come on, man. Okay. Yeah, champion. I like that sound still, yeah?
I'm familiar.
When. Tottenham started finishing above us and challenging us, we weren't worried about you lot no more. We, our local rivals were there for us to hate. Mm. We didn't care about Man U no more. So now your local rivals are there for... But it's not your local rivals. You man are Londoners. You man are culture.
No.
You don't say, ah, kid.
No, it's still...
You don't go. You don't have a chip butty.
Check it
out. You don't have
a chip
butty for tea.
Let me tell you this.
You don't do it.
Let me tell you this, yeah? Like it or not.
You see,
you lot got the rivalry with Chelsea, yeah? Even with whatever Chelsea's done.
Not really.
It's a rivalry. You'll say some sort of rivalry. Not really. But whatever Chelsea's done, you're still saying you're still the biggest club in London. We know in Manchester, with what we've achieved, we're still the biggest. We are.
We are the biggest.
So when you say you totally done your dance, yeah, I'm saying that what we've done, what we've established in the Premier League is done. It's complete.
Yeah, but they're testing.
Now, their man, with them, man, let's not forget, the 115 still has to drop. If them charges drop, what do we do now?
So you're waiting away from the pitch.
But I know that happened. But I'm saying, if you're on steroids your whole career, do I get to praise you the same way at the finish of it? If it's Lance Armstrong FC, and then you now say, but I'm a big man, I say, bro, you're on steroids the whole time. Yeah. How can we look at you the same? So we know that. So that's fugazi.
Can I ask?
I look at you, man. You, man, are a real club, and you've done it the right way.
Let me land.
Sorry, bro, can I be honest with you, right? And you're right. Do you think United haven't done anything underhand?
Like the 115?
Have they done anything underhand?
Not the 115.
Has Fergie over the years ever done anything underhand?
Like what?
Fergie told you he came and tried to poach me.
So Fergie time is the 115?
What?
He tried to poach me.
He tried to groom Steve.
From Leyton Orient.
He tried to groom him.
All right.
Okay.
You're
so
a good player.
What I'm trying to say is they're all doing it. City being caught.
But let's
keep it on the pitch, right? So you're saying over the last 10 years that your rivals, your City rivals, don't. That's nothing.
It means something. But I'm saying that it's still looked at with an asterisk. And if they do get caught for it, look what Newcastle, I'm just saying this, Newcastle trying to build up right now. If they could just open checkbook and rise up and be a big club, they would. But there's so many people blocking them from becoming the team that they need to be. Man City have been able to do that. The team that Pep inherited and the players that he bought, and again, even this season, he bought in bare players, and now Semenyo, even when he was struggling, we've done some Semenyo and Gay.
Let me go.
What are we talking about right now?
So, Chelsea.
Yes.
They've spent loads. And they've found a way that in the business to give longer contracts to all of this. It didn't do nothing for them. So what I'm saying is, like, the spending power teams can have still, which Chelsea have proved that you can spend loads of money and it still doesn't work out.
How do Arsenal look at Chelsea, though? They don't look at them like that.
No, but like you said.
No, you don't look at Arsenal. You don't look at Chelsea with respect. You don't look at Chelsea with respect.
No, but again, Chelsea were nothing to us. Then all of a sudden, they won the league. We had to care about them. So when they had all flow and all of them, man, yeah, we didn't care about them. But the second they start, bro, they won a Champions League before us. Then they won another one. We're on to them.
Are they bigger than you?
We don't think. This is what it is.
They're not.
We got Rory. He said the realness. When it comes to our fan base, They can't chat to us. Forget about fan base.
Are they bigger than you in achievements? I don't think...
It's not bigger, but they've got more. They've got the better achievement, 100%.
Are they a bigger club than you with the two European Cups?
No, but man don't think City's bigger than you, though. Man don't think City's bigger than you.
You can say they're the most successful club in modern history or one of the most successful clubs.
Are they the biggest team in London?
No, they're not. They're not.
I don't think they are, no. Because again, you can't pop up.
It's globally, they are, isn't they or not? Am I wrong with Chelsea?
I don't think they are. They're not.
Exactly, yeah.
They're not.
Chelsea are in Africa because they've had African players. Yeah. You understand? They're in Asia because everything's in Asia. Yeah, but Arsenal, long before Chelsea started doing their thing, we already had like a global brand. We had Thierry Henry, Patrick Vieira. Same way as you lot.
Yeah.
You lot could not win a league for 30 years and you will still have the status you have in the country, in the world, not Manchester and Red. So again, because this is what
and
I wanted
why
you to
say.
No, but again, all I wanted you lot to say, yeah, is you basically covered it. I'm not even on to you. You've covered what I wanted you to say. See, you're popped up out of nowhere. You don't know any of their fans either.
No,
it's not, because again, someone said it when they saw the celebrations outside the Emirates, they said, this is why you lot wanted City to win. Because when they win, did you see their last celebrations outside the stadium? When they won before kicking the ball. There's about four man there. Bro.
I can't lie though, I hate United more than anything.
Anyone.
No, 100%. I hate them more than Tottenham. I hate them more. That's art. If you are born in the 80s or 90s and you are a Premier League football fan, yeah, you will recognise Arsenal United as the rivalry of your time.
Yeah, fact.
Yes, there was Liverpool and United before. I wasn't there. I'm born in 91.
So what are we doing? Yeah, that's the point, though.
Hold on, broski. I just wanted us to expand on the point. I was never denying the point. Now we've had that conversation, I get it. But my whole thing is, you're still overdoing it a bit. Because our let Tottenham win what we've won. I'm going to start to hate them like I hate you lot. I think London United fans would hate us more. Because any fan that you don't know, say you got 10 fans in a room, all the ones that aren't United fans are going to be Arsenal
fans. No, I've got
fans.
Family in Manchester. In they don't hate Arsenal the way that London.
Exactly. London, Arsenal. London United
Manchester,
fans. It's
Manchester,
hate
the relationship
Arsenal.
Is different. No, that's a fact. They hate Liverpool more than Arsenal.
There's a man here, what did you call him? What did you call him?
Frizzed.
Frizzed. Yeah, Frizzed. He refuses to be affected by anything negative. He thinks winning the league makes you exempt from all negativity for the whole next season.
Crazy.
So guess what? They ain't champions this year.
Yeah?
So we turn up beginning of next season, give that man hell. Give him hell.
He's going to play it down, but he's got to take it.
Hey.
No, but it's true. But you asked a valid question. I think because everyone's on social media, kind of, they're a fan of their team, but they're themselves first. So they'll kind of be like, oh, no, me, I don't care, and I'm not rattled. And what do you mean you're not rattled? So if you're not rattled, does that mean you don't care when we win then? You understand? Exactly. It has to work both ways, bruv. If people are poking at you and you care about your team, you're going to get a bit upset, bro. But we've won the league, and some of the stuff that people are saying is rattling me. So what was going on when we hadn't won it yet? Oh, my days.
22 years, by the way.
This is why, obviously, you see, sometimes I'm getting mad on this show, yeah? When I finished 15th, and I had to deal with everything, even Loons, the fact that Loons ain't here, yeah, is pissing me off. It's pissing me. I'm not going to lie. They've lost 20 times this season.
That's mad.
Conceded 74 goals. 52 in the Premier League. Virgil van Dijk, 10 errors leading to goals.
As a champion team.
He's not here.
That's mad.
Yeah, it's bad.
He's not here.
It's bad.
When he asked me a question, nothing to do with me. I don't talk when my team loses. I'm not. What do you mean?
Hey, but I'm not going to lie to you. Mark's done the same thing, though.
Yeah. And I've turned up.
It's match time then.
I was last episode in West Ham gear. I have dragged myself here. Even dealing with sleep paralysis, Loomis, yeah. I've dragged myself here because I have to take, I have to take whatever pellets you're going to give me, boy, because my team has got me rattled. And I've got to take it. It is what it is. It's football. I love the game. I love my team. So.
You don't know if you're going to be here next season.
So Steve-O's team obviously might not be here due to the position they find themselves in the table, but a team that will be here that wears similar colours.
Claret and blue.
Aston Villa. And former manager, Poe, I'm trying to learn off you. Thank you. Former manager of Arsenal, Unai Emery. See how this circle thing, you know what I'm saying? It all links. He's gone on in this Europa League and he's won it with Villa. And you need to understand this full circle. Aston Villa. Villa Real. There's a Villa in there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Emery. Sancho's now won Europa Conference.
And played in a Champions League final.
All
while being a United player, not for Man U.
You didn't have to explain
Which is very...
That's kind of mad.
Shout out Sancho.
That's kind of mad.
Sorry, just to add on to that point. You know he has now won five of six finals that he's been in.
Also, if we're doing stats as well, my friend Kevin, Tammy Abraham, he's also won. Is your cousin?
Yeah,
he's not. You're doing a John?
He's my cousin.
Actual cousin.
Tammy Abraham.
Okay, he's called Kevin as well, so your cousin's called Kevin.
Tammy Abraham, my cousin.
Okay, anyway, but he's won all three as well, right?
Shout out Ezri Konsa, my flipping broski.
Shout out Ezri Konsa, my favorite player.
Mental.
He's quality. And let's have it right. This Villa team kind of turned up around just after lockdown with like these seventh, sixth place finishes. And we kind of thought it was a joke, but They're here, bro. Yeah. They're serious.
They had a dip as well, you know. So to get back from that dip, they had a dip around the same time Arsenal had their dip as well.
They got relegated, bro.
No, I'm on about in this season.
The
fact that they have got it back, big up.
We're talking dips and, you know, at the bottom of the table, it's all about dips. Wacky dip, sweet chili, mayo, ketchup. Mayo. It's nasty down there.
This is mayo. Off mayo.
This is off mayo.
This is the London relegation battle.
Mm-mm.
Is it Chick King or is it Westfield for the championship? Why that's mad is because Westfield to me is in Shepherd's Bush. I was thinking, what's QPR done? But obviously, we're talking about Stratford Westfield.
We are.
AKA Eastfield. Mm. And Chick King. Yo, I never nam nothing from there.
No,
there.
Sir.
Only Chicken Cottage.
Only, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Lil Moss.
Only one yogurt I eat from Chick King.
You see it?
You understand?
A Lil Moss team.
A Lil Moss food.
Hey, boys, my old man's on the phone. Hey, Dad?
Yeah?
They're saying I might get relegated. If West Ham ain't in the league next year, they're not going to have me on Filthy.
Thing is daft.
Big up pups, man, because it's true.
Well, actually, Dad, you laughed at me.
Well, I did because I think it's so silly.
All right, yeah. He don't think I should be relegated.
Why not, though?
So this is my plea here, boys.
Oh,
that's quite clever. Yeah. That's quite clever. Well, that's smart.
So, have you got no Tottenham supporters on the?
No, Dad.
That's why we do well. That's why your show is good.
Steve, sorry, Menace speaking. Steve, what team do you support?
Listen to his voice.
West Ham.
Yeah, you're both getting relegated. This phone call's finished. Your son's out of here. Love to you both. Love to you both. Stephen Kemp. Stephen Kemp.
Let's have a bad dad. Let's have a
bad dad. Give it up for homeless dude.
What's that? You hear that? It's not over to the fat lady
sings. The fat lady singing still.
I'm going to say something bad as well.
Big man, don't worry. Go on. We'll catch our speech after.
Love, Steve.
But imagine Spurs go down, though. Imagine Spurs actually go down.
Your mates are ruthless, aren't they?
Yeah, they are ruthless. Yeah, but they're all so excited. Arsenal obviously won the league. What do you think about Arsenal winning the league, Dad?
Been the best team for two or three seasons.
Yeah, now, so. Exactly.
Thank you,
Dad.
There you go.
A little bit of bottle trouble, but they are the best team.
You got
bigger troubles, Dad.
John said we got bigger troubles, Dad.
No need to be like that, Tim.
No need to be like that, man.
Sorry,
go on,
Dad,
I'll switch it out.
Big up pups, man.
Not everyone can phone their pups, man. Big up Steve.
Oh,
big, is that Big Steve?
Big Steve, yeah.
My dad's a Liverpool
fan.
The
Man City one.
If I called him to say he's on camera on this show, he'd just lock off the phone.
My dad supports.
My dad ain't got YouTube.
I'm a mum. My mum.
My dad won't know where to start. My dad won't know to say, what are you doing? What was that?
Wait, but come on, let's not talk about my... Come on, let's get it in. Let's get it in.
The London relegation battle has come down.
Oh, shit. What
He's
a bad
going
sight.
Mad. He's getting mad. He's
what
getting
a mad.
Come on.
He's ready for battle.
I'm fucking ready. I'm ready, boys.
Like
yeah, it's done. You lot have done. You lot have
okay,
done
no,
your
no,
thing.
No,
well
no.
done.
I hear it. Let's lock in, bro. Let's lock in.
Who are you playing?
The London, they got Leeds. Tottenham got Everton. Yeah, both at home. The London relegation battles come down to the final day of the season because both of them are
f***ing you.
But it's mayo.
But it's hair.
There.
It's hair.
Mayo down there.
Steve-O, how are you feeling?
Boys, I'm shook.
You good there?
I'm f***ing shook, bruv. I ain't going to lie to you. But listen, Spurs gave us a chance. Thank you, Chelsea. Gave us a chance. It's still in their hands, really. But I don't know, I just feel with you lot winning, I think if everyone can do the juju and the gins
OBR.
And the OBR, all of that on Spurs, for me, please, man. And my dad, I'd be ever so grateful, man. But at the end of the day, it has been over 38 games. We haven't done good enough in the first half of the season, but it was a different manager. Nuno's come in.
Good
He's
manager.
Put us in a sort of a top six sort of form. So I hope that you guys and the world and the gods and everyone can appreciate that. Come on, man. Like, come on, it's West Ham. We're all supporting West Ham.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Also, if you're a Londoner, it's in your best interest for West Ham to survive this as well, by the way, because it's going to cost the taxpayer the money.
You mentioned juju.
Yeah, yeah.
Obia.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know, but a lot of these things require a sacrifice.
A price.
The sacrificial lamb.
Mm.
What are you willing to sacrifice.
Is it, what, is it item Ham. Or person? Does it have to be item or person?
Can't you be Lumos. Can't be Lumos.
What are you going to sacrifice? You tell me.
Where's my Bible?
This is how much I want. You ready for this? And if you know me, you will know.
Jehovah Jireh.
I'm scared of what he's going to say.
Let me get my Bible.
With no shirt on, he means this.
Yeah.
This is real.
So I got a friend who I love. I love them. I truly love them. Without him, I wouldn't be here.
Oh, for sake.
I would sacrifice poet.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what's mad?
I'm telling you. Hey, crowd. Like crowd. Sacrifice. Yeah.
I would you
crowd. Like that. Crowd. Like that.
Yeah, you're mad. You're
crowd.
Mad.
Crowd.
He's playing the season vault, so he's got up.
Top six form. Top six form.
Top six form.
He's moving like Sabu.
Let me put my dad by the way, boy. Yeah. Boys, I'm scared.
We need
I'm
you scared, to go
but
down.
Whatever happens, I want to still be on this show because I understand having a championship guy on the show, it's not the greatest, but I do feel I bring some sort of balance.
Nah, you're different.
So I'm the neutral. I don't support any of your lot's team. So when I'm talking from someone that's just watched. I just hope my team stays.
You've got the better
League,
players,
man.
So we do need you to go down. Yeah. Sorry, because they're players.
You want to buy our players?
There's so many great. Jared Bowen's linked to teams. You've got Diouf linked. Fernandez linked.
Fernandez.
They've got
they
some
get
players.
Moves. I still think
Spurs have got
moves.
Nothing nobody wants. What does Spurs have that? Who do you want for
tell.
Spurs?
No, I don't want Tell.
Who do you want for Spurs?
Gray.
I'll tell you that.
Gray.
Archie Gray.
Van de Ven, maybe?
Can you imagine St. Totteringham's day? Yeah? Starting on the opening day of the season. Because no matter what, we're just above them. They're a division below. Yeah, we get to celebrate on the first day and the last day. These boys need to go.
Would you miss them though? The
no,
derby,
no way. Do you know what it is? Shall I tell you?
There's not a
boys,
derby,
boys, do you know what it is? As neutrals, I'm going to sell it to you why they need to go.
Steve-O's going to be working with them next season.
I'll do the EFL stuff.
In this guy, man.
Listen, but all
are
jokes
you
aside.
For real?
No, let me sell this to you.
Yeah.
Yeah? We had...
Steve-O, yeah, facts.
We won the league and it was quite difficult, wasn't it? We had two fixtures that got us back into gear. Yeah? They were laughing at the all let it all work out tune. That tune went platinum on two weekends.
Shout out to Sampa, man.
This is guaranteed now. When we play Tottenham, it's gone back to the 90s. We batter them boys. It don't actually, matter. We don't even think of them no more.
Yeah.
If they're gone,
could be
potentially, that's
games.
Our 6 points guaranteed gone.
Yeah.
They
get me.
Go.
Don't get it twisted. It's going to be like Middlesbrough or something else now. Who we'll probably move to. But we need to speak about something as well.
I think this is harsh.
Let's speak about it first. Southampton have been expelled from the playoffs with Middlesbrough to battle Hull. Yeah? Middlesbrough are now back in the playoffs after losing 2-1 to Southampton. These man were spying. They were spying.
Broad day.
They were spying. I don't have all the information. I know one of the teams they spied on was Oxford away. They went to the game and lost.
Lost. They lost all. They didn't
spied
win any.
Lost.
They didn't. They spied and lost. And lost.
They used that as evidence.
Listen.
In the court.
Yes, literally.
They said, we spied and lost, so it doesn't help us. So don't.
All three. There was three games they've done it. They didn't win any of them.
But you know what's mad? That's like Mudrick. Coming out and saying, yes, I was on steroids, but I was really bad. Let me stay.
Do you know what's also bad? There's also bad
they were celebrating.
As well.
Remember, they were scoring and then going up to other players and doing that. They're celebrating.
So that as well. Plus, the players are taking legal action against Southampton, you know?
They should.
They're taking legal. They how you play the whole season, get playoffs, and then you lose out spying. Because a man's spying from your club.
They should all want to go.
You lot know I'm a big boy, yeah? So imagine.
Clearly.
No shit, Sherlock.
I hear it. But careful. The guy, yeah? The tree that he was hiding
he was
behind.
Not small. It was thinner than him.
It's this, Roland. Me with this mic. Me with this mic, bro. Man was playing like this. Bro, you can't. Imagine me with this mic. Bro, my
hey, Steve-O, I'm not recording you, I promise.
With a company card. He used the company card as well.
Hey, he ducked through like a golf course. He tried to cut out.
I couldn't believe it.
How did they get figured out? Do we know any of this? In the sense that How do you, like, he could just say, no, I wasn't. Like, we all film, like.
Brother, he used a company card.
He used a company card.
To what, to do what?
To go, he went to the coffee shop down the sea. He's been there doing this one, yeah. Then he's gone coffee shop next to the thing. Used the company card, linked to the club. Not even the on Monzo. It's the club's thing. So when they found it, and they turned Southampton FC.
Bro, then he ran down the golf course. You're not understanding. That same man that can't hide behind the tree, one suspect, clear as day, he's running.
Literally. Teams have seen, like, this is, they've been bagged. And I think the reason why people kind of didn't point it out is because, like things happen now, it's like, let's see where they end up. You get me? If there's a champion, a push for promotion, then we'll snitch.
And I think names should be named. Like you said about the guy doing that. What's his name?
I can't remember.
Is Harley? Is it?
I can't remember.
It's Roy Keane's son-in-law. Yeah, it's Roy Keane's son-in-law. And at the time he done it, I remember them saying that Roy Keane wouldn't be happy with that. I bet he's definitely not happy now because that is a big custard pie. If you're doing that for players at the end of the game and then you get kicked out of it.
No, it's
when they scored.
Taylor Harwood. And he's a good player as well. Really good player.
Do you know I genuinely thought he was doing the Trossard thing?
No,
so did I. Now that you're saying that.
I thought he was doing Trossard doing this.
No, but he ran. When he was running to celebrate, he ran out of you.
But I understand that. But generally, when I first saw it, I'm thinking, because he's doing this, he's doing the Trossard thing. But he snitched on himself. So he's just like the younger generation on TikTok, just snitching.
Bro, he's worse than
I'm not even going to talk.
Let's not do that.
He's doing the madness.
Yeah. It's a troll rapper, bro.
But boys, today's episode is brought to you in partnership with Toshi. Supporting our Last Man Standing series throughout the World Cup, 18 plus only. Please gamble responsibly.
All right.
Remember.
So, do we all want West Ham to win?
Yes.
Yeah. We want West Ham to stay up.
Yes.
With good energy.
Yes.
I think the storyline is just too perfect.
Yeah.
Should Spurs Arsenal going down? I think historically, it's too much.
Good luck.
Okay, let's remember to comment below, share, hype, like, and subscribe. I want to thank Joseph Champion.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Round of applause.
Round of applause.
You know what? He's actually defeated you. You've done a season and a champion. He's done an episode and he's a champion already.
No, Max Dalman thing over here. It's all right. He's Eze.
Eze and a Dalman. We're both champions.
We're all champions.
Coming back, we're champions.
Team player. You weren't going to be a team player just then.
No, I was.
Good man.
But listen.
Good man.
Big up Joel Charles.
Right.
I hate KG so much.
I hate him too.
I
hate Arsenal. Team. I hope everything
champions,
goes back for them.
Champions. Ole, ole, ole. Champions. Ole, ole.
Big ass team. Hate Arsenal.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.